This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. No longer just a toy, drones are being developed for use in many industries, including agriculture. That's why a recent WSU workshop was held to train potential drone pilots on technology fundamentals, optical sensing, calibration and integration, and FAA regulations.
There's a company, DJI, they have the drone platform called Argus, which is capable of spraying chemicals. The Yamaha from Japan, they have this mid-size drone that's just like a helicopter, which is like, you know, 9 feet rotor, and it lifts a little bit more payload than small drones. They are already using that technology in Japan. And the last several years, they did a lot of experiments in California vineyards. And this season, they did commercial operations of that one, applying the chemical surgically in hard-to-reach areas.
Dr. Lav Coates says besides crop spraying, the drones also have very useful imaging capabilities.
The scale of agriculture in the U.S. makes us think a little bit better. We cannot cover all the acreage, the small or mid-sized drones, to spray everything effectively. But then, knowing that, you know, you can have drones to image your crop and find the problems, and then only spray that area where there is a problem, like what is called surgical spraying. And that's where you will see some of the use of this drone technology.
Coates says they are already planning for more drone workshops next spring to deal with recent changes in FAA regulations and more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.